Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 21st, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I hope that you all had a beautiful weekend, that you were able to really get some me time in there. Across the country, the fall season is coming in pretty quick now. It was pretty chilly. I ended up waking up at around 2 a.m. in the morning and turning on the heat because the temperatures had gotten so low here in Atlanta, GA. And, of course, I was looking at the temperatures across the U.S., and in many states, it's already snowing, and it's getting very, very cold, and meteorologists are predicting that it's going to be chilly, chilly this holiday season. So we'll see. But the fall season is just such a beautiful time. The leaves are falling. It's really an indication of change, not only in the season itself, but it reminds us that there are changes happening in our lives every day as well. And one of the things that really inspired me to come up with the seven principles of life action as the theme for this month is that a lot of the times we're all so busy being busy, and we are trying so hard to make it happen in our businesses, but it doesn't always happen smoothly. And so with the change of the season, I felt that it was time to encourage all of you, the listeners, to make a paradigm shift in the way you think about things. And something to help you get started with that is through the seven principles of life action. Now, again, the seven principles of life action isn't anything new that you haven't heard. You have heard of these things before. But you're going to hear it from my perspective and how I implement them and how I'm suggesting that you implement them. So I'm going to quickly, for those of you who are new to the show, just kind of quickly go over the seven principles of life action. And then, of course, from last Monday until Monday, the 6th of November, so you may want to mark your calendar for each Monday through November 6th, we're going to be breaking these seven principles down and talking about them a little bit in depth. So last Monday, we covered daily prayer and meditation along with daily personal development, and we talked about the importance of those. And today, we're going to be talking about the importance of daily time management and daily operations, and I'm here to tell you, you cannot run an effective and successful business without those two things. And then, of course, coming up on next Monday, October 28th, we will be talking about daily connections and daily follow-up. Many of you who have been longtime listeners of the show heard me talk about the fact that it's important, especially as a solo entrepreneur, that you call at least 3 to 5 new people on a daily basis. And so I'll be getting into that more on next Monday. And then on November the 4th, I do believe it is, yes, I do believe it's Monday, November 4th, we will be concluding in the seven principles with daily journaling and review. And we're going to really delve in deep and talk about some of the powers of daily journaling, how daily journaling alone can really change your life, and it can change your business as well. So again, our theme all this month and through the first week of November is the seven principles of life action, and I know that you're really, really going to enjoy that. You know, when it comes to seeing results in your business, again, time management and daily operations cannot be left out. Daily operations is all about what you should be doing and what should be happening each day in your business. And then, of course, time management is the system that makes daily operations flow. It makes it happen. So now is really a good time, ladies, for you to get out your pen and notepad, because you're going to get some powerful information for today, some information that is really going to help you to make some things happen. It is 5 minutes after the hour, and I am so happy that you have decided to tune in and listen to the Successful Woman Radio Show today. I want to go ahead and go over some of the other things that we have on our lineup for today. First of all, of course, I'll be covering the one-hour gift, 5 powerful questions every businesswoman should ask herself on a daily basis, and then I've got a great book excerpt for you today. I'm going to be reading from the book Smart Networking by Liz Lynch. I just finished reading a lot of areas in the book. I really like her spin on things. And I want to read from the book The Interconnectedness of Process, Preparation, and Purpose. Again, The Interconnectedness of Process, Preparation, and Purpose. So I'll be reading that for you in just a little bit. And then, of course, our 100K movement is totally in full force, and I want to tell you about that and some of the things that we're doing and in our goal and our mission to bring 100,000 women into our private network here at Women About Biz. And then, of course, I want to continue to share with you information about our Empower for Women affiliate opportunity. We have the affiliate opportunity pages up on the website now, and I will be giving you information to go and check that out. And then, of course, we're going to get right down to the 7 principles of life action as we discuss the subtopic today, time management and daily operations. This is just such a good time for all of you who are listening right now to go ahead and click over to another line and share today's broadcast with a friend, a business associate, or a family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening online from your desktop or your smart devices, well, we love that you share and you push out links to the show, so please continue to do that today. And, of course, for those of you who are listening via phone, you need to know that you can also listen from the convenience of your desktop or your smartphone by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. I have had the most empowering weekend of all times. Actually, I've had the most empowering week. And I want to share it with you, my listening audience, because so many wonderful things happen. You know, the thing that I totally believe in is that I do believe that you can manifest whatever it is that you want to accomplish in life. And, of course, it's always been one of my goals to reach out to women across the waters, across the borders, reach out and collaborate and talk about ways that we can actually help each other. And so, first of all, I want to give a big, big kudos and shout out to Faith White. Faith is a member of Women About Biz, and I want to give a big shout out also to Marje Etheridge as well. These two women have just really inspired my life and have blessed me in many ways. Faith and I just got back from Jamaica, of course, and we're getting closer to making that final selection for our retreat location. And then, of course, this past week I went to the International Women's Think Tank Summit at Agnes Scott College here in Atlanta, which was phenomenal. Met women from all over the world. And then also on Tuesday, I hosted women from South Africa. I hosted the CEO of the South African Business Women's Association, and we just had such a wonderful time talking and discussing the differences that businesswomen are going through in South Africa and here in the U.S. And what's so amazing is the similarities, and that we're all, especially on the micro enterprise level, we're all dealing with the same thing as far as not enough funding to run the business, not enough government assistance, not enough support. So I was excited to discuss possible solutions and different things that we could do together. So that was a beautiful thing, and that was the manifestation part, because I have been sharing information with women from South Africa for over a couple of years, and then just to be able to have that opportunity to host the CEO of the South African Businesswomen Association at my home, it was just phenomenal. It was just, I wasn't even expecting that. So that was, that definitely, as I said before, when you put something out there, don't worry about how it is going to come to you. Just put it out there and just believe that it is going to happen, and there will be a way for it to come to pass, which is so very, very important. And then, of course, this past weekend, I had a beautiful time, again, going to a reception and sharing with women. And one of the things that was brought to my attention and that I am going to just bring up right now, but know that Women About Biz is getting ready to really embrace it on a full scale, and that is the subject of human trafficking of young girls, of women, of young boys. This is something that a lot of people just don't know enough about, and yet it is probably much larger than drug smuggling in the U.S. It's much, much larger. And it is hurtful to hear a lot of the things that are going on out there. Our young girls are being snatched from the school bus. They're being snatched from the grocery stores. They're being snatched from everyday field trips and fun times that they're having with their friends. And never to be seen again. And literally, they are being prostituted. And so this is something that I think that as women, we have an obligation to protect our girls. We have an obligation to protect other women and our boys, anything that we can do to help. And so you're going to be hearing some of the things that we are at Women About Biz are going to be embracing to help out with, because this is a epidemic. It is very, very serious, and we all have to pull together to help this situation. Two nonprofit organizations and executive directors that I met this past weekend, I met Nancy with Airline Ambassadors. They train airline personnel and staff how to spot possible human trafficking going on, and now they are also interested in teaching individuals who are just, you know, traveling overall. And then, of course, I also met Alexa at the Well House, which is headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama, but they are assisting and trying their very best to bring back individuals who have been human trafficked. They're trying to provide assistance to those individuals. And so stay tuned, because I will be sharing more and more information about this. I'm sure there are a lot of nonprofits that, and there are a lot of nonprofit members in Women About Biz, but this human trafficking thing is something that is an emergency. This is something that we have got to get a grip on now. And I believe that if women from around the world embrace and collaborate together, not only can we train our thought human trafficking and call in a national 1-800 number to Homeland Security, but I believe that we can do other things to help out as well. So stay tuned for that. You guys who are my prayer warriors, go ahead and already and start praying for those individuals that have been human trafficked. Go ahead and start praying for those individuals now. It is 12:14 after the hour. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, ladies, if you think that this year is over and you might as well give up and just worry about next year and not to put too much effort and energy into making your business more successful or pursuing your dreams and goals, you couldn't be further from the truth. Listen, no matter what time of day it is, no matter what the hour, no matter what the season, you owe it to yourself to literally take swift and immediate action in pursuing your dreams and your goals and what it is that you want out of life. That is just so very, very important. And it's going to be important that you discipline yourself. One scripture, a Bible scripture, for those of you that read the Bible as I do, one Bible scripture that I hold dear to my heart is Hebrews 12:11. Again, Hebrews 12:11. And Hebrews 12:11 says that discipline is painful. However, it brings peace and righteousness to those of us that live by it. And I think that is just so very, very important. I just brought that verse up, so let me read the full verse to you. Again, that's Hebrews 12:11, and I'm reading from the NIV version. It says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." So what is this saying? This is saying that sometimes as we are, whatever we are disciplining ourselves to do, if we're disciplining ourselves to be successful in our business or to accomplish our dreams and goals, it is going to require discipline. And sometimes that discipline is going to seem, if not physically painful, it's going to seem mentally painful. It's going to cause us to want to stop. It's going to cause us to feel overwhelmed and stressed out sometimes. However, we can have guaranteed that later on, all of that discipline that we practice is going to produce a harvest of righteousness and peace for those of us who are trained by it. So this is so very, very important that you need to know that discipline in all areas of your life is not always going to be easy, whether it's from a Christian standpoint, whether it's in throughout living your daily life. Discipline is very, very important. I'm going to let you ladies know that now, more than ever before, I have talked to literally hundreds of women who have all shared similar to the same things, and maybe you have felt it too, which is there is an internal stirring going on among women. There is a stirring, and women are saying, "I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing, but I have a stirring. I feel like I need to be doing something more than just working my 9-to-5 or just doing what I'm doing. I have this feeling inside." And what that is the Spirit letting you know that you have a purpose for higher and greater things. And that's very, very important to remember. So you can't, even though this is October and there are only 2 months left in the year, you can't say to yourself, "Well, the whole year is gone and I didn't see the results that I wanted to, so therefore I'll just wait until the new year comes." No, it does not work like that. So one word I want you all to embrace, and that is proactivity, being proactive. Proactivity is very, very important because women have a problem with being proactive. We have a tendency to wait to the last minute to respond and do a lot of things, and that is just not going to help us. So first of all, we must embrace being very proactive. And what does that mean? It means plan ahead of time. So what should we be doing right now? What can we do to have better results in our life and better results in our business? Well, we can go ahead and start preparing our strategy for 2013. And then for those of you who have products and services that really complement and work well with the holiday season, it is not too late to figure out how to make that happen. So you've got to have the attitude of action 24/7, and you cannot think negatively that it's too late. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is that I've heard a lot of women say that. I've been coaching a lot of women this past few months who all, not all, but a large majority have been saying, "Well, you know, I'll wait till next year to do this because it's too late this year." And that type of attitude is what gets us in trouble every single time. So for those of you that have not heard this before, let me break down for you what's going to happen if you do not strategically plan ahead of time and be proactive this year. If you wait until January to start planning for that year, for 2014, it's going to take you probably from January through March to really pull it all together. So first of all, you've missed a whole quarter of implementation because you didn't have it together. And then you, because you lost momentum, you may miss out on certain clients, you may miss out on a lot, and there might have been kinks and things you should have been ironing out in the first quarter. You're going to have to iron those out in the second quarter. So in actuality, by not being proactive, this can put you behind 6 months. And I know what I'm talking about. Why is that? Well, you think maybe I have it. Experienced it, you think? Yes, I have, and I know what I'm talking about more than once. So that is why I am all for proactivity, being a proactive businesswoman, and making sure that I plan for 2014. Now, as I talk about daily operations a little bit later on in the show today, I'm going to bring it home for you in helping you to understand why you have to be proactivity and why planning out your schedule as good as much as you can for the year is so very, very important, and what that has to do with daily operations. So that's going to come up in a little bit as we discuss 7 principles of life action and our subtopic for today, time management and daily operations. It is 12:21 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Got a quick question for you. Have you been giving yourself the one-hour gift? For those of you that are new to the show, the one-hour gift is really committing to 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. Now, here are 5 important questions that you should be asking yourself each and every day. Number one, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Again, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? This is very, very important, and for some, the question is a little bit challenging because it sometimes can catch you off guard, and you quite aren't sure what results you would like to see. So this just proves the point that you need to work on your vision, you need to work on your purpose and what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? I continue to encourage women to all over to review their calendar 3 times a day, morning, early afternoon, and mid-evening or early evening. So very, very important. Don't trick yourself into believing that you can keep everything in your head, because this is how as women we allow things to fall through the cracks. Moving on to number 3 in the one-hour gift, 5 questions to ask yourself daily. Number 3 says, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Again, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Well, as you know, we can all be busy being busy, and we can have a calendar full and packed of information, but is it really contributing to what you want to see happen for yourself and for your business on Friday? Think about that. Number 4, who do I need to follow up with today? If you're a businesswoman, there's always going to be someone that you need to follow up with. And then number 5, what results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen in my marketing? If your answer to that question is I'm not seeing any results, you know what that means, right? It simply means that you need to go back to the drawing board, and you need to make sure that you have your marketing strategy clear, and that if you've been trying certain things and they aren't working, then it's time to try new things. One of the things that I think that women oftentimes, businesswomen oftentimes are not clear on is their target market. And when you're not clear on your target market, guess what happens? It means that you will not be clear on knowing how to properly create a marketing strategy that works for your target audience. So keep that in mind. And again, all of you remember that you're not alone in this journey on success. You can definitely talk to me And you can also request a power talk. Now, to do that, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and up in the top red menu bar, you click on events, and I'm sorry, not events, Coaching Center. And once you click on Coaching Center, then in the right-hand column, you simply click Schedule Power Talk and fill that out, and we'll be getting right with you to schedule your power talk. And for those of you who have scheduled power talks, you know how powerful that is. I hope that you have implemented some of the things that I have shared with you and that you are making things happen. You're taking action. You're being proactive in your business. 12:25 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Now is a really good time to flash over on another line and to call an associate, a friend, a girlfriend, a family member, someone that you know has been trying really hard to make things happen for themselves. You know they need motivation. Well, this is the show you need to refer them to. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589, and if you'd like to just tweet our online listening, it's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Once more, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Well, I promised you more information on the 100K program, and I'm very, very excited about that, and I just want to share what 100K is all about. First of all, if you go to womenaboutbiz.com and you hold your mouse over community, a drop-down will come, and you'll see 100K movement. Click on that, and you will be able to see all about the 100K movement and what we are trying to do. So here's a quick description about it. Wouldn't it be incredible to belong to a network where thousands of women were of like mind, meaning positive, willing to share resources, and willing to purchase the services and products they need from other women? Wouldn't that be awesome? Absolutely. Well, that's what the 100K program is all about. The 100K program was created so that we could establish a larger network worldwide in Women About Biz, one that you would be proud of, one that you would be willing to participate in and want to develop relationships, not just locally in the U.S., but on a more global level. So that is why we created a big goal at Women About Biz to collaborate, partner, and connect with women in establishing one of the largest private networks for businesswomen in the USA and abroad today. So if you have a desire to share with and connect with thousands of women, then you definitely are going to want to join the 100K movement. Now, here's how you can help, and this is what you need to do. The first thing is this. If you're not a member of Women About Biz and you not joined our social network, that's the first thing that you have to do. And, of course, right there in our 100K movement, we've got all the links for you to make that happen. Once you do that, you need to make sure that your social profile is set up. Now, we've been having some women who, instead of them putting up their profile pictures of themselves, they've been putting up logos. That's not what we want. We want you to put up your personal image of yourself so that women can have someone to connect to from a visual level, okay? Number two, we want you to start posting. It's time for us to practice unselfish networking, meaning not only post information about your business, but share links to resources, articles, and other information that you think are going to be helpful on the network. Number three is, make a commitment to invite at least 3 to 5 of your friends to join the network on a weekly basis. Simply share that you've joined the 100K movement and encourage other women to embrace the movement as well. Now, we have an official link page that you can use, and all of that information is up for you. There's even a graphic that we have on the page for you to be able to post on your social network. Number four, here's the fourth thing that you can do to participate. You can start connecting with new communities. community members. You know, one of the things that I see, and I think this is one of the weak spots for that a lot of people are not taking advantage of on the social network that we have, is mm-hmm. as we have new women coming in and joining the network, this is your opportunity to reach out to these women. And one of the things that you can do is consider sending a private message to invite them for a 15 to 20 minute connection call. Now, this connection call is not supposed to be just all about who you are and what you do, but it's supposed to be an even exchange of information between the two of you. You let them share what they do, you share what you do, and then get to know one another. And basically, that's the beginning of breaking the ice and establishing the relationship, okay? Number five, spread the news about the 100K movement through your social networks. And again, we've got a graphic, we've got links, we've got things for you to use in order to be able to do that. So that's all you have to do for the 100K movement. So I want to encourage everybody that is listening, you know, it's just time for us to stop being selfish with just wanting to share our business information over the social networks. But in order for us to really start seeing results, it means that we have to practice the gift of giving. We have to practice the gift of sharing resources, sharing information, and also connecting, being willing to step out of the box and connect with other businesswomen. And so over the next year, we're going to be sharing new and exciting ways for you to network, to connect, establish a relationship. So I want to encourage you to get started with the 100K movement. And again, for those of you that just chimed in and have learned about the 100K movement, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over community, and the drop-down menu will appear. Click on 100K movement, and you'll be able to get all of the great information there. I'm telling you, ladies, Women About Biz is hopping. We've got some great things going on at Women About Biz, and you're definitely going to want to be a part of all that we do, because everything that we do is to help you promote your business, to help you gain new business skills and personal development skills, and to help you connect with other women on a global scale. That is all what we are trying to do. So the 100K movement, I want for those, again, who are prayer warriors, I want you to pray for this. 100,000 women in our network, we're moving strong and hard on this. I'm seeing people join, and I appreciate all that you guys do in supporting our effort to connect other women on a global level. Next, I want to just quickly let you know about a couple of events that are coming up here in Atlanta, Georgia. Whether you are outside of the Georgia area and can drive in, or you're in Atlanta, you simply must mark your calendar for Saturday, November 30th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is our fifth annual holiday extravaganza at the DoubleTree Hotel, Tucker, Georgia. We are really going to have a blast. Now, this is a combination of a mini conference, okay, and a holiday expo. So for all of you who have products, gift ideas and things that you're trying to push, especially during the holiday season, now is the time to go ahead and get your exhibitor table for that. Now, to learn all about the holiday extravaganza, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and when the drop-down menu appears, simply click on the link, Holiday Extravaganza, and all of the information is right there for you. One of the things that I'm so excited about is that we'll be having breakout sessions contributing to you doing your strategy for 2014, and that's very, very exciting. We're also going to have the Wise Women Luncheon, and there will be three wise women who will be all discussing about how they made it successful and how they're going to make it happen. And so stay tuned, because we'll be revealing who they are on the next show and on the website. So I'm very, very excited about that. So you can have a full day of connection, networking, and just looking at gift ideas, might be able to pick up gifts for friends and family, and at the same time be energized and empowered to walk away with information that's going to help you to grow personally and professionally. So this is our last big event of the year. We want you there. So please make sure you mark your calendar for Saturday, November 30th at 9 a.m. And many of us are staying over in the hotel that evening. We're going to have kind of like a small girlfriend's intimate retreat session. I will be talking about moving yourself to the next level for 2014, and I invite as many of you to stay over as you can. We're going to pile up in the room and have just a phenomenal time. And you know, when women get together and we start talking about our dreams and our goals, you know that we get very emotional, we have some breakthroughs, and some wonderful things happen. So definitely you're going to want to be a part of all of that. One last time, I want to give you directions for learning more about the Holiday Extravaganza. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, hold your mouse over events. And in the drop-down menu, click on Holiday Extravaganza. The registration information, the exhibitor information, all of it is right there for you. We're already selling out of the exhibitor tables quickly, so if you're interested, this is something that you need to hop on today or this week and not wait on it. It is 12:35 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. At this time, I want to go ahead and read to you an excerpt from the book Smart Networking by Liz Lynch. The subtitle of the book says, Attract a Following In-Person Line. And on page 31 of her book, Smart Networking, she has a section called The Interconnectedness of Process, Preparation, and Purpose. And this is really wisdom here talking. Listen at this. Liz says, networking isn't a one-time event or a series of random activities. It's a process. That's right, a process. A sequence of logical steps to follow to get a certain result. If you think of networking that way, that it's just a one-time thing, you'll be able to get, if you think of networking as a process, you'll be able to get more done in less time with less effort because you'll always know what you have to do next and you won't skip important steps inadvertently. She says in her workshop she teaches 3-step processes for networking. Prepare, connect, and strengthen. Before you start connecting with anybody, she says, either at an event or online, you need to prepare by asking yourself these important questions. Number one, whom do I want to meet, and what's the best way to meet them? Number two, what's the best way to introduce myself? And number three, what questions will I ask? Many people underestimate the power of preparation in maximizing their networking efforts. Even this simple bit of preparation will make connecting much easier. It will give you a sense of direction that will not only make you feel more at ease, but also leave a strong impression of both your competence and your confidence. That's a heck of a lot better than looking lost and uneasy. A common mistake, she says, and certainly the mistake I made that night at the 21 Club, she says, is trying to go straight into connecting mode. I showed up at that event with absolutely no preparation. I had no clear purpose for attending, no elevator pitch ready, no idea who was going to be there, no idea whom I wanted to meet, and no idea what I would say to them, even if I did meet them. No wonder it was a disaster, she goes on to say. I thought showing up was good enough. Well, it's not. Did you get that, ladies? Showing up is not good enough. Liz goes on to say that it's been said that opportunity happens when luck meets preparation. Showing up is about luck being at the right place at the right time, but that's only half the equation. Being ready to shine when the spotlight grabs you is about preparation. It's about preparation that gives you the confidence to walk into a crowded room. It's preparation that gives you the confidence to start meaningful conversations with strangers. It's preparation that gives you the confidence to offer help to others when they need it and to ask for what you want as well. Preparation facilitates connection, which in turn makes the rest of the process of following up and strengthening initial bonds a breeze. Thinking about networking as this three-step process is helpful because no matter what your skill with networking is now, you can easily figure out where you can improve. If you're completely new to networking, the process gives you a logical starting point. If you're actively participating but not getting the results you're looking for, you can work through each of the steps in order to pinpoint where you might be having trouble. If you're an expert networker already, you can challenge yourself to streamline each step and find ways to work even smarter. What drives the entire process is our purpose, she says. When you have a specific goal you're trying to reach, it's much easier to identify whom to connect with, where to connect with them at, and what to say. Purpose will win in our sales. Without it, we don't have clear direction about where we want to go, and we just drift with the current. Wow, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? That excerpt, again, came from Smart Networking by Liz Lynch, and I just read from page 31, The Interconnectedness of Process, Preparation and Purpose. She said those three things we must have in mind when we're out networking on a daily basis. And again, that's Liz, L-I-Z, as in Zebra, Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H, and her book is Smart Networking, Attractive Following in Person and Online. So that's a very good book that I've been reading, and I really like it. And hopefully I'll be able to have Liz on the show. I've been trying to get a hold of her, so I'll be able to have her on the show so she can give you all some more wisdom about becoming savvy networkers. It's 12:41 after the hour, and again, you're listening to no other than The Successful Woman Radio Show. As you can hear, we've got a lot of good information we've been sharing with you today, and I hope that you all have been taking notes and that you all are going to participate in some of the things that we mentioned, the holiday extravaganza, our 100K program. We're very, very excited about that. There's one more thing that I want to mention to you, something that's very, very important, and that is about our affiliate opportunity that we have going on at Women About Biz. You know, again, one of the things that women deal with is having little money to really support the daily operations and cash flow of their business. Grants are far and few between, right? And many of you have probably experienced, if you've been working in a business full-time, you've probably experienced having a lot of thoughts of going back to the 9-to-5 because you might need an extra $500 or an extra $1,000 to make things happen. And it's a little bit stressful thinking about having to go back to work when you're really trying so hard to be the CEO that you need to be for your company. Well, at Women About Biz, we have a huge solution for you. As you know, we have an incredible gold membership program that not only gives you group coaching and all of the tools that you're going to need to assist you in running your business efficiently, but also it comes with web hosting and a website at that. But we've gone one step further. We've taken a bold move in creating affiliate opportunity. We have been taking 45% of our marketing dollars and paying it back to our members in referral commission. So you're out there already, you're networking with women, so letting them know about Women About Biz and our Empowerful Women affiliate system really is a natural thing. And so by doing that, Women About Biz is able to provide you with incredible referral residual income that you can then take to assist you in funding your dreams and goals. And so we want to show you how in less than 120 days you can have anywhere between $500 and $2,500 cash coming to you residually through referral income. And so I want you guys to learn about this system because it's helping women now and it's getting ready to help a whole lot more. And we are pumped about the fact that it's time for women to reclaim their power and to start doing something for themselves. Why should we wait for a government handout? Why should we wait for the banks to come up with programs just for women to give a handful of women special loans and lending? Why should we wait for that when we already know that we have the power? We spend and make 85 to 95% of all consumer purchases here in the U.S. And I would venture to say that similar statistics are abroad as well. So, ladies, for those of you who are listening, it is time for us to take our power back. What does that mean? It means it's time for us to hold hands, to collaborate, to support one another. And at Women About Biz, we have made the first bold move by creating an affiliate system that is so simple and so easy to follow. And, of course, this can be the difference between a woman going back to work or having great residual income to subsidize what she needs to be doing for her business on a cash basis. So, again, it's the Empower for Women affiliate system. And all you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on, right in the top right menu bar to the far right, affiliate opportunity. Again, womenaboutbiz.com, and then click on affiliate opportunity. We want you to join us in this incredible, incredible system of bringing in money, not just one time, but money on a monthly basis, and also money that you don't have to pay back. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's true power, and together we can make it happen. Well, we're going to go ahead and move right on into our topic for today, 7 Principles of Life Actions. And again, today the principles that we're going to be covering are time management and daily operations, which is so very, very important. You know, one of the things that you need to know, and this is not going to be a time management teleclass, but this is going to be really getting you to understand how important time management and daily operations really is to your business, to your life, okay? So many of you who are longtime listeners may have heard me say on the show before that time management is the catalyst to manifest your vision, your dreams, and your goals. It really, really is. Time is what makes everything move. It is what allows you to implement anything and everything that you want to accomplish. So one of your goals has to be to become a master, right, of mastering the time that has been allotted to you, which is so very, very important. And then daily operations is really all about how you're going to effectively manage all of the activities that have to be done on a daily basis for your business. A lot of the time, I find that a lot of business women, again, put the cart before the horse. They just flow throughout the day without really knowing what their daily operations should be. And being able to schedule those activities on a time management schedule, well, that's never even thought about. But as businesswomen, as I said before, we have to learn to stop being laborers in our business and start being the CEOs of our companies, because that's what our companies need to have in order to move to the next level, in order to be successful. So what am I talking about this not being the laborer and about being more of the CEO of your business? Well, a lot of the times when women start a business, we have a tendency, of course, to play many roles, wear many hats, but the hats that we wear more of than anything else is the hat of the servant, the hat of the laborer. Had to take a swig of water there. And wearing that hat is just something that we are so used to. We're used to serving and we're used to being in that labor role. But the problem is that if we are the owners of the business, who is actually minding the store? Who is actually the leader of the business and making things happen to the point where you are overseeing it and you are making sure that all of the daily operations, all of the activities, all of the things that should be occurring, who's minding that? So here's what I found out, and this is just a little secret you need to know. If you are busy playing the labor role in your business, what does that mean? Again, it means that you're doing all of the admin work, you're doing a lot of the grunt work, you're taking care of a lot of stuff. I can guarantee you are not thinking about at the time when you're doing that, how to grow the business. You're too busy being the laborer. It's just like if someone works at a manufacturing company and they're producing, baked items, and they're working at the assembly line, they're not thinking about how to take the company to the next million-dollar level, now are they? No. They're thinking about this bread is going to come off of this conveyor belt, and I need to be there to catch it, package it, and make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to do. Well, the same thing goes on in our business. A lot of the times we get caught up so much so on the labor side. I've got to make this gift basket. I've got to send out this e-newsletter. I've got to create this brochure, create this website. I've got to do all of that. Our minds are so taken up with that that we fail to be the proper CEO for the company. Now, one of the things in being a CEO is to really structure a good daily operations plan. Now, one of the things that a lot of people who run successful companies will tell you is that they can't make everybody that works for them be them. But one thing that you can do is you can create a system, a structured system that everybody should be able to follow. And it's that structured system that carries your personality. It carries your vision. It carries what it is that you want to have done. And that's why the daily operations plan is so very, very important. You know, SBA still gives the same statistics that show that next to not having a business plan, the lack of proper management and operations of a business is the second reason most businesses fail. So how your business operates daily and how you execute each phase will result whether or not you achieve your business goals, okay? So the solution is to create a daily operations plan that will serve as your guide for doing business on a daily basis. Not only will this create consistency in your business, but it will also serve as a starting place. So one of the things that you have to figure out first, okay, is you need to make a general list of tasks that must be done in your business on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. That's very, very important. So what you start doing is just on a blank sheet of paper, write down daily, give it some space, write down weekly, give it some space, write down monthly, okay? And that's going to help you. Once you do that, you start listing out, well, what is it that needs to get done in my business on a daily basis? Okay, so then what do I need to be keeping up on a weekly basis? Okay, so that's true. What is it that I need to be doing monthly? So what happens is that all of those things need to be sparked as a reminder in your time management plan so that when you give yourself a one-hour gift and ask yourself what should you be doing on a daily basis, those things are already clear to you, which is so very, very important. And if you remember, I told you I was going to tie that in and show you how the one-hour gift and asking yourself every day what it is that you should be doing is very relevant to what we're talking about with creating that daily operations plan. The next thing that you should do is make a list of business-specific areas that need your attention frequently, okay? Business-specific areas that need your attention frequently, okay? Do you have a website that is not just a static site, meaning it just doesn't have general information, but you write articles and you write fresh content? So is that something that you need to be paying attention to frequently? What about social networking? Is that something that you need to be paying attention to? So you need to make a list of business-specific areas, again, that need your attention frequently. Once you make that list, then you need to figure out how those things will be carried out and implemented so that you start to see some results. Number four is under each of those specific areas, create your plan, again, for carrying those functions out. And then number five, something that is never created but definitely has to be in a daily operations plan is make an emergency page that will instruct others what to do in case of an emergency. For example, you need to make sure that you list your blood type, your insurance, relative phone numbers, list of current clients, and the name of business banking representatives, because all of those are some of the things that are needed during dire emergencies, okay? So what's going to happen is that you're going to start pulling together your materials and information so that you are able to create a daily operations plan and be able to hole punch it and put it in a three-ring notebook. Now, by creating this plan, it helps you to have less procrastination, better focus on your daily basis, a clear view of the areas that need to improve, and better consistency as well with your clients and your customers. Now, these are just some of the highlights of things that you need to be thinking about as you put together a daily operations plan. So time management has a whole lot to do with it because you have to decide on the type of time management system your company is going to function on. You've got to make a decision right now that if you're not utilizing a good time management system, you need to figure it out. You need to know what that system is going to be. And for many of you through my suggestions use Google Calendar because it is available on all of the smart devices and it has reminders. So that might be something that you use. Also, you may decide that you're going to create your own time system or that you still like using the actual paper planners. There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, here's what you need to understand. You need to know that it's not about always the actual system that you're using as much as your commitment to using a system, okay? And this is something that I am very passionate about because I know that as I strive to get better in time management, I see better results in my company. I see things moving and shaking, and I see things happening because I am willing to have a better structure, a better system. So I want to really encourage all of you, don't just listen to my voice talking and encouraging you to develop a good time management system. You need to really get to figuring out how time management can play a successful role in your company. Now, just for the purpose of just clarifying what time management is, okay, I have, and I shared this with you guys a few months ago, Spirit gave me a really good definition of what time management is all about. So in order to appreciate time and make a commitment to better manage the time you allot it, you must know the importance of it. So here's the definition. Like oxygen, carbon, and water, time is most valuable and important to live a successful and healthy life. It's the measurement of your existence, and each second of it that you get, it gives testimony that you are here. Let me repeat that. Time is the measurement of your existence, and each second of it that you get gives testimony that you are here. So every day that you wake up, you're given a clean slate with time. You get a whole another 24 hours in your life that you get to choose how you will utilize that to enhance your life and your professional life. So it's up to you to make things happen for yourself, okay? One of the things you can do with time management to help yourself a lot is to stop doing a lot of multitasking. Business women really multitask a little too much. Now, don't get me wrong. Multitasking skills are very, very important, and I think that if there are times when we do need to be able to do more than one thing. But when you are a business owner and you're trying to get 50 things done at one time, you will notice that nothing gets done. It causes procrastination. It causes a stalemate and causes you to stand still. So what I want to encourage you to do, and just try it for a week and see if it works. Instead of trying to do 50 things at one time, I want you to schedule and do things one at a time. And like, don't try to pack three things in an hour. Just pack one thing in an hour. Get that done, and if you have time left over, then go ahead and move on into the next thing. It's the multitasking that's really, really causing a lot of problems. So I want you guys to be very, very careful about that. Now, I want to quickly give you some resources to follow up with in regard to time management. If you go to Women About Biz and you click on business growth, we've got a really good time management article there for you. If you click on personal development, we've also got the same time management article there. It's called Congratulations, You Have More Time in Your Account. Take a look at that. And then also, if you click, I believe, on Business Startup, I do believe we also have a really good daily operations plan information for you there as well. So these things are already there on the Women About Biz website to help you grow your company, and to help you see better results. So keep that in mind. It's almost time for the show to be over, but before I end the show, I just want to let all of you know that I am just so blessed by being able to share this information with you. I am so blessed by being able to every Monday get on this show and allow the Spirit to just pour things out of me that are going to help women. And I hope that you will take my example and share the show with other women and also share how you are successful in your business as well. I want to encourage all of you to make sure you go to the Women About Biz website, participate in the 100K movement. Find out about the affiliate opportunity and how it can help you to fund your business, your dreams, and your goals. And last but not least, I hope to see many of you on November 30th at our holiday extravaganza. And again, for those of you that are interested in vendoring, make sure that you go ahead and sign up today because we are going to be running out of those spaces. I am so excited about all the possibilities for women and what we can do when we join together as one and use our power collaboratively to help each other. So this week, ladies, I want to encourage you to step out of the box and to bless the lives of other women. Share with them how you are successful. Share with them tips and resources that can help them. But most importantly, reach out and touch someone this week. I want you to have a productive and abundant week, and make sure you tune in for next Monday on October the 28th as we continue with our theme, Seven Principles of Life Action. Take care, everybody. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.